What are the most common requests that you're getting?
The most common ones at the moment tend to be twofold, really. Firstly, shopping. That's a big one. And the second one is picking up prescriptions, mainly for the elderly, the vulnerable, and for those who are self-isolating.
How much are you able to do to help them? I see that you're looking for people with a really wide range of skill sets.
Yeah, well, we try and do as much as we can within reason. We're volunteers at the end of the day. 5 weeks ago when this all started, I had no idea it would go this big with CCC. It really has sort of gone sort of turned into quite a big operation. We try and do everything we can, really. As I say, we try to do shopping, we pick up prescriptions, we're there on the free phone telephone number to just have a chat to those in self-isolation and those that are feeling a bit vulnerable and a bit lonely. Sometimes people just want a voice at the end of a telephone, you know?
So where did the idea for this come from?
It all started off 5 weeks ago yesterday when I put a post on my personal Facebook page just asking if anyone in the local area where I live, which is Fetcham, if anyone needed a hand. You know, literally only 5 weeks ago, it wasn't as serious as we now know it is today, with the masses of casualties, etc. So back in those days, it was just a matter of me really just putting a shout out to reach out to my local neighbourhood to just see if anyone wanted anything doing, pick out prescriptions, someone if they needed a lift to church, couldn't get out, whatever. That's all I was offering. And then a lot of people just sort of jumped on board with that and just said, wow, this is a really good thing. Why don't you sort of try and expand it? We would love to get involved. And then about a week later, whatever it was, I can't quite remember, CCC was born. I just started a Facebook group, and I think within a day I had like 100 members or something, which was incredible. And here we are, some 5 weeks later, with 6,500 members, I think, now. So it's been quite a journey.
How does it feel to have seen it grown so massively?
Oh, I'm really proud. I'm incredibly proud. But whilst I started it, that's fine, fair enough. But now, at the moment, it really isn't about me. It's really about all our hardworking, dedicated volunteers. At the moment, we have just under 200. I think I looked this morning, actually, it was about 192 DBS certified volunteers. They're the guys that are in the field, literally queuing up outside of pharmacies or supermarkets or what have you. And we also have a team of between 20 and 25 call handlers at any one time, taking a call from our number. And then, as I say, the 6,500 followers on Facebook, on Facebook group as well. So I'm immensely proud. I'm immensely proud. But I must, at this point say it's not about me. It's about everyone that is just pulled together in our community. The pool of absolute love and generosity has been honestly gobsmacking. It's been incredible. So really, it's about you guys. It's about the community. It isn't about myself.
How much demand is there for the service, and how does it vary by area? Are there places that are significantly more affected than others?
It's broad and varied, to be honest. It does. I wouldn't say one area to another is any different. It's very general. It's very broad. We get at times, at peak times, we can receive 300-400 phone calls a day. Some of them are just people that are a bit concerned and that need advice about COVID-19. A lot of it is, as I say, it's shopping, or particularly if we get a lot of calls from, say, family that may have an elderly relative living nearby in our sort of area, but they live a fair way away. They're perhaps self-isolating. They're not able to care for them or do their shopping. Perhaps because the supermarkets, they're difficult to get a slot for delivery at the moment, etc. So it's really alleviating people's fears. I wouldn't really say it differs day by day, but not really area to area or anything like that.
In what sort of way does it differ day to day?
Well, some days, oddly enough, some days can be really quite quiet on the phones. It really all depends what day of the week it is as well, because obviously on a Sunday, for example, where people aren't needing prescriptions to be collected from pharmacies, it goes sometimes relatively quiet. And then sometimes it can go absolutely loopy and our phones are not stopping. There doesn't really seem to be any rhyme or reason as to why this is. Say from, at weekends it can go quiet. Over the bank holiday it went fairly quiet. And then there was a massive surge on Tuesday because obviously everyone's been on the bank holiday weekend when pharmacies, etc. are shut. And then all of a sudden on Tuesday we got a massive influx of calls on that day. So, yeah, that's it really.
What sort of help do you need? If you were going to appeal for something on behalf of community coronavirus care, what would you ask for?
What would I ask for? Good Lord. More hours in the day, I think. At the moment, we've received some donations. We have a GoFundMe page. And what we are finding now, that over a month into this, that people that were able to work and perhaps their paychecks aren't coming and they are struggling a little bit more for finances, we have actually been doing shopping for people who simply can't afford it. So we have actually been doing their shopping and funding that ourselves. So a donation never goes amiss. I think we've also got an awful lot of DVS volunteers, as I say, just under 200, which is fantastic. We never say no to anybody. I think what I would say is probably have a look at the Facebook page, Community Coronavirus Care, see what we do, see what we're about, have a look at that and support us in any way you can. That would be it, really.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me.
My pleasure.